We are live, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the inaugural episode. So we've changed the name of the show.
I didn't know this.
So our new show name is Cloud Server Tools.
Is that true?
It is true.
Cloud Server Tools.
Well, so...
Why am I here then? Oh, I'm the tool. It's good.
You're the tool.
It's good.
I didn't
want to
do it.
Oh. Oh, okay, well.
So let's give some background. So too bad Hunter's not here, but we'll get him next time.
It's all right.
So we have, at the beginning of the fiscal year, had to do an...
What in the Sam Hill?
Let's turn down the volume there.
We're playing it back. Are we?
Echo. So we had to do an analysis of all the shows on Channel 9, just from a budget perspective. And so we went in and had to renew, do an analysis of all the shows. And so, including this one. And
we got cut.
We did not get cut. otherwise, we would not
we
be
would,
here.
Oh, I see. I see how it works now. We would not be here then. Got it.
The name of the show asked us to change. It just did not...
You know, explain at all what we were talking about.
It did not explain what iota, what we did.
So now we're Cloud Server Tools.
Now Cloud Server Tools.
So we are now Cloud Server Tools.
No, it's not Cloud Server Tools Databases.
Well, you talk...
See, that's what I'm talking about. You and I are like, what's up?
Well, server... It's a SQL...
Well, you're server.
Well, and
I see. So it's, server, oh, it's like comma, cloud, comma, server, comma, tools.
Yeah. Cloud,
not
comma,
like cloud server tools, like which right. is one thing.
Yeah,
then.
If you look at the title, Corey, it says comma.
Well,
yeah.
I wasn't sent a review of the title. Were you sent a review of the title?
My input wasn't
was not taken.
No. Your was input
heated?
Was.
It doesn't
asked
sound like it to me.
Yesterday.
It does not sound like it to me. Databases are very.
Did you provide input?
No, nothing.
You can put databases under server, right? I mean, that's.
Yowzer. You just made enemies with a lot of people.
But databases
really powerful people.
like Corey.
Okay. All right, I'm the server guy.
So
huh?
Well, so
server.
Your server and
you know, call I own Service Fabric now too.
You could just called
I own Service Fabric now too.
That's cool.
So, awesome. Okay.
Yeah, so now I think a lot of our
everything we will talk about on the show will fit into one of those three categories.
Okay.
I think we should call it SaaS, PaaS, and EaaS.
I think Goldaz will come in here and...
I like that.
Goldaz
That's
will
good.
Come in here and slap you for creating...
SaaS, PaaS, and EaaS?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not scared of Goldaz.
I'm scared.
Yes, I am, actually.
You actually. Yes, I was just going to say, yes, you are.
Oh, we have a little thing here, like a new addition to the crew.
This new tech.
Not the new tech.
Though. Oh, what are we looking at?
The camera thing.
Yeah. So
extreme close up. Okay.
So
okay.
We are now going to switch to
the.
We are now going to switch to the
nostril.
Wait,
cam.
Was that pointing at me?
That is now pointing at you and Brady.
Oh, it's both of us.
Yes. Actually, so you and Brady in there. So this is the GoPro table view. See, there it goes. So
Cloud Server Tools.
Right. So and actually, so you
SCT.
Were,
that's yeah, what we are. Yo for life.
SCT. Yeah.
SCT for life.
Exactly. So,
yo,
word.
Okay, you're embarrassing yourself.
Yeah. So let's back up a bit.
It reminds me of the unconscious bias training.
What now?
The unconscious bias training.
Okay.
Oh, you probably don't have.
No,
that.
I don't have that. No.
You're
no,
above
no.
that.
Yeah, I'm above that. That's right.
Yeah.
So that's right.
So let's back the bus up. So we had to rename the show.
Okay.
All right.
So we have Goldness to blame for that, is what I heard.
Let's not point fingers.
Okay. All right.
Because there's probably multiple people that we could blame for that.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
But I think it makes sense.
This was literally the best name on Channel 9.
On Channel
but that's
9.
Cool. No,
right.
I mean, that's fine.
Right. And you were actually wearing that shirt when Hunter suggested that anyway, when we were meeting, right?
I was. Oh.
Yeah, that's how he came up with it. He looked at that shirt and went, hey, we should call it that.
You guys have been meeting with the band a lot without me?
Yeah.
Okay, I see.
You've been too busy. If you quit declining our ratings. We invite you.
Iaz is my Yoko Ono.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
tweeting.
That's a good one. It's actually a really good one.
Tweeting. So here's the deal. So let's... what we're going to do, we had to, again, rename the show, so now Cloud Server Tools. And we're going to follow a specific format that we agreed upon going forward, right? So this is now, the show is now every other Tuesday at 8:30 a.m.
Okay, Tuesday instead of Friday.
Yeah, Friday.
I like that.
Because I think that will...
Friday was tough.
Friday's tough because I think, one, it's... people are out, and you know, a lot of times we're out heading down to conferences and things like that,
partying and such.
So now Tuesdays. I would have liked Wednesdays, but I think a few of it couldn't make it, and that's okay. Tuesdays is still a good day.
Tuesdays, okay. So now you have two shows on Tuesday.
I do have two shows on Tuesday, but only one that's actually recorded on Tuesday.
It's Corey's.
Spoiler alert! It's this show.
It's this show
that's actually recorded on Tuesday.
Recorded live and recorded.
That's right.
On Tuesday.
That's right. We do so much editing on the other show. I mean,
there's no editing here
because it's just I can't do it right ever.
Well, we can there's classes for that.
Okay, well, this got cold. Okay, go on. So you're telling us more about this name change and all this nonsense. Change.
Yeah, so now the formats, we're going to follow the same format. So for our listening audience, we're going to break this into 10-minute sections of the show.
Yes. Right?
So the first 10 minutes, we're going to do announcements that we've, you know, possibly
waste
released.
Time. I like to call it waste time.
Well, we're going to call it, for the purpose of the show, announcements. Okay.
Okay.
The second, so the next 10 minutes, we're going to do Q&A.
Questions.
Right? So
yeah.
Questions. And preferably, so we'll be asking you to bring questions that you have either looked up on
the Twitter?
Twitter or other means, other forums.
Facebook. Are you looking for social media sites? What are you looking for?
Stack
Overflow. Okay.
Stack
Overflow.
Forums is a good
and
forum.
Such.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. That's what I said, forums.
So he was struggling. I didn't want to.
No, I did not say. I said forums. Okay. Once again, Corey's not listening. but realistically,
you guys don't like me.
You know, as our listening audience grows, we should really be taking questions from our listening audience.
Sure.
Yeah, right? Agreed.
So, but we still want to come prepared for, you know, a couple questions just to get things started.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll take questions from the listening audience.
Yeah.
And the last 10 minutes is just open discussion.
Okay.
Okay? Whatever we want to talk about, cool things like that.
Okay.
So, I know this is our inaugural new show.
The tools department has an announcement.
So yes, yeah, so I think it's been a while since we've met. So I think there are a few announcements that we can make.
Yeah.
So let's begin this awesome show with Brady. Why don't we switch over to the awesome view give us your
what can you see though?
I can't see what you're doing.
Yeah, what do you see? We need
like a monitor. You're cheating and stuff.
Yeah, I don't.
You know what? Yeah, let me.
I know I need a haircut here. And all, but.
So there you go. So this is a little behind.
Oh, there's the switch. There's the switch.
So
it's like behind.
So that's what you look now. So this is the view of the audience. They're a few seconds behind. So
nice.
Floor is yours, Brady.
You're up.
We'll go real slow.
Yeah, go.
Boys Sorry. With toys. Oh my god.
Well, I guess I have an announcement since the last time we guys got together.
Yeah.
You guys. What am I from the Midwest all of a sudden?
Y'all.
We's guys.
These guys.
There it goes.
Oh, there's the slow-mo. Oh, God, we look great.
You missed it.
I look like a puppet. Maybe I am.
Since the last time
we
got together.
We're all on strings here, aren't we? Go on, please. Tools.
That's fine. Since the last time we got together, most of the people in our luxurious Building 25 and those of us in Building 44 who also work on the web tools and such, we released an awesome product, or rather an awesome new version of a product.
There you go.
You might have heard of it. It's called Visual Studio.
Boom.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So what is it? Drops the mic. Exit stage left.
Golden is breaking stuff in here.
She's like, ah!
She goes, she'll smash right through the glass.
We I guess it was 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
It was the 7/20. 7/20, I remember that because it's two full circles. On 7/20, we released Visual Studio 2015.
Yep.
And the new Azure SDK for .NET.
There you go.
Which is technically the Azure SDK for the Azure tools for VS.
Yep.
We also released a new Web Tools extension, so all the ASP.NET and stuff you can party on now. And at the drop of 2015, I don't know if we made the announcement then or we didn't make the announcement. We just kind of tweeted about it a bunch or what. But we're going to have really frequent Web Tools extensions updates for VS.
Yeah.
Because we're doing this whole ASP.NET VNext thing. And ASP.NET VNext didn't achieve GA at the same time that VS 2015 RTM'd.
Mm-hmm.
So between now and the point, or between 7/20 and the point where we actually GA the VNext framework, we're going to be doing pretty frequent releases. So if you're a web person and you enjoy, you know, tinkering with ASP.NET stuff, I would definitely keep tabs on our web dev blog. Our buddy Jeff Fritz likes to keep that thing updated pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff will be pretty much letting everybody know whenever we're dropping new releases. But I think it's pretty exciting. I actually saw a really cool blog post. I wish I had pulled it up. Really cool article that somebody had written the other day. It was a guy based. I could never tell you. It was like a Twitter thing. I'll see if I can.
Okay.
It was basically a writer. Yeah, it's basically a writer who while you're doing your diatribe, I'll look.
My diatribe. Yes. How dare you?
I'm doing my diatribe. Your monologue.
Monologue. Okay. Yeah.
That's what I meant. It's early. I don't have any coffee. You do.
I know.
It's unfortunate.
Please don't touch it.
No, I forgot what I was talking about because I don't have any coffee.
How awesome this guy thought whatever.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Whatever
yeah,
thing really you were cool. working on was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not it's quite a few thousand.
Quite a few thousand people working on this thing.
It was a guy who said like if you look at Visual Studio 2015, you can see evidence of, and it's not like it's been out there and pretty obvious since I've worked at Microsoft, but he said if you've ever doubted that Microsoft is taking more of an investment in open technologies.
Yeah.
Take a look at VS 2015 because we do things like Node, Bower, and Grunt are in there.
Yep.
Now they don't like affect your code per se, but we're actually using those new tools as part of the VS build process. One thing that I was pretty proud of that the guy called out was that we've got adoption of Swagger directly inside of ES now for CodeGen against Rest APIs.
Oh, that's awesome, actually.
That was one of the things I worked on. It was pretty fun. So it was cool to see all this stuff.
So besides the open
angle
support for the open angle, I mean, what's the what's the catch for developers for 2015 for VS 2015?
My favorite new feature.
Okay,
I'll tell you my favorite new feature. If you're a C# developer and like me, you use these handy dandy little things called extension methods.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Up until recently. As of the RTM release 2015, if you had an extension method in a namespace that you didn't have at the top of your file, you have to know it. So you'd have to go to object browser, do a search for that extension method name, figure out what class it was in, figure out what namespace the class was in, and then add the it was obnoxious. Now you can just do control period. And just like the auto completion works for properties and methods, if you do control period, it will automatically fill in that namespace for you.
Wow.
It is awesome. That's why you should upgrade. That one feature. That's why you should upgrade.
Yeah.
No, that's a good one. We've brought in a lot of good stuff with the new Azure SDK, such as there's this new window in VS called the Cloud Explorer.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And what's really cool about the Cloud Explorer, we recently had this wonderful internal conference called Tech Ready. I have my Tech Ready bag because I got tops on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
So I got number one talk on Thursday.
Did you really?
Yes. Did you really?
Yes, I got a 499 on Thursday, and then I dropped off to a 488. But I was happy with that.
It's still really good.
It's pretty good. I was pretty happy.
I almost had a talk on Thursday. We'll get to that, but go ahead.
I was a top 10 attended session. So
you were top 10 attended? That was not me.
Yeah.
Two of my sessions, I had to go up against Mark Russ.
Yeah.
So that was a good one.
He did well.
That's
an
automatic loss right there.
He had a good Tech Ready.
He had a great Tech Ready.
Yeah.
He's a great everything.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay.
I was in a meeting with him yesterday. That was the first meeting I've actually been in.
Really?
This was pretty fantastic. Like, I love talking about VS, but what I like talking about more is efficiency and great leadership. And I hate to be like a KA on this one, but I've never been in a meeting outside of DX where we're like, what do you want to talk about in the keynote, Mark? I've never been in a real meeting with Mark until yesterday. And it was pretty cool. We were talking about... I can't talk about it, but we were talking about interesting network stuff.
We were so close to getting.
We
can't talk about it.
Yeah, I can't talk about it. We were actually talking about protocol buffers and network traffic and stuff that I know squat about. So I was kind of like, hey, I'm over here drinking. I was just kind of there.
This soda tastes good. Yeah.
So, my talking range.
I think I'll have some more.
I love the purple one.
So it was really, really cool. Like, we're like debating these two options. Okay, which I might want to talk to you about some of these things and get clarity because you could explain it well.
Yeah.
Not during this forum.
Okay.
So we're
it's infrastructure stuff apparently.
Yeah, it's infrastructure stuff. So we're talking about option A or option B, and there's debate for like, I don't know, 80 minutes. There's debate. About halfway through the debate, somebody asks a question, and Mark goes, wait, what's the question here? And the guy tells him the question. He goes, okay, hang on a second. He pulls up IAM. He IAMs a guy, in another company. Okay, and he goes, he asks him one question and goes, okay, I just got a confirmation. So we can go in this direction now. And it's like these 12 people are like, what do you think? What do you think? What do you think? What do you think, John? What do you think, Paul? He's like, let's go that way. So everybody changes gears, goes that way.
You know what I mean? Like, and it wasn't because he's like, you know, Mark. It was because he was decisive. He was like, do this. You know, so like we go in one direction. And then, like, by the end of the meeting, we're still, like, debating these like, two individual nuances. And he goes, okay, well, the options on the table or the things we've all debated on the table are A, B, and C. We will be deciding by the end of this meeting when we're going to be deciding which one of these two things we're going to pick. Here are the different things that we've been debating. We have 5 minutes left. We should probably begin to wrap this up and figure out when we're going to make this decision. And it was like click, 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 boom. And by the time I got home, I had an email from three people in the meeting, and they were like, okay, I've changed my mind. I want to go in this option. And then there was another guy that backed him up, and then Mark, like, he was like, I agree. And boom, decision was made. And it's like, wow.
Yeah,
those are the meetings. I'm sure you're in some of these meetings as well, sure. Or you're that guy in some of these meetings.
Unless I disagree with Mark.
Yeah. And actually, what was really cool was, like, you know, at one point there was a gentleman in the meeting that wasn't necessarily on the same page as Mark, and Mark was like, "Well, why do you think that?" And he goes, "Listen, I don't want to debate with you. I never want to debate with Mark." And Mark was like, "No, let's do this." So they debated, and I was like, I wonder what y'all's debates look like.
We get into some heroin.
Healthy debating is good, because if you just picked one, because not everybody obviously thinks the same. So this one guy might have a good idea.
I disagree. Okay, you were still talking about it.
I was talking about something.
We're debating now. I see. I follow. You were still talking about visuals. You went off like on this crazy tangent, man.
I just thought it was cool. Come because on. Yeah. This is actually a VS thing. It's just like, right. This okay.
One of the Visual Studio things that, at least the SDK things that that's been pretty cool, although this may not have been the most recent release, is the support for the ARM templates and the that was that the previous SDK?
Well, I think that was released as an external V6 around the same time as the previous SDK.
I think
this was the first SDK that put it in the box.
Got it. Super cool. Actually, you can add little snippets. Really cool. Yeah. It's like the little big, you know, the big plus. You add template snippets.
It's pretty awesome.
Add virtual machines, NICs, whatever. Yep. It's actually really, really cool.
It's really, really cool.
Yeah, so you can actually build in Visual Studio these full templates, which are fairly complex, actually.
Yeah, and it's pretty cool because if you look on the left-hand side, you see all the different things that you could add.
That's right.
And what I really like is when you click them, it'll jump to that part of the template.
That's right. That's pretty hot. That's cool. Really cool. You can add, like, SQLDB snippets. Yeah. You can add, you know, App Insights, all that stuff.
Speaking of SQLDB, I've got a question for the both of you. Oh. I'd like you
Wait. You don't... That's not fair. We're not going to know the answer. You're the SQL guy.
No. This is a developer question.
Join.
Correct. He's right.
He's right.
He's right. Ding, 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 ding. Yay! Go.
All right. So,
where's my backpack?
Actually, I have a bunch in my office. Select from where?
Go. Dan.
Select from question table. Where?
Where? Answer is from Brady and Corey. Join on.
This show's terrible without Hunter.
Oh, it's terrible.
I'm supposed to be the one keeping everybody in line.
That's true. This is frightening.
So, if you think about, you know, they added, like you said, they added the Cloud Explorer.
Right? Yes, sir.
And they had a Server Explorer, and they started putting things from, you know, you could do, you know, HD Insight node, and this is going into the Cloud Explorer, and a lot of these nodes that really focus on the data side of things, right? And I'm struggling.
Or data, if you're from certain parts of the world.
Yeah, data.
Data.
Yeah.
I got an idea for data.
Let's keep it easy on the mocking.
See if he remembers his question.
Yeah. Says Corey Sanders.
The pot? Kettle?
All right. So I guess I'm struggling with the fact. Why are we...
This show is terrible.
A fact table?
Why are we pushing... DBA type into a dev-oriented environment.
We shouldn't say orientated. Why are we pushing DBA what?
DBA, the DBA types, like those that manage data, right? I've got an HD Insight node, my SQL database. They want me to write queries in there. I mean, I can get sort of... I can get my head around some of it.
Mm-hmm. You're saying, and this is in Visual Studio?
In Visual Studio, right? They're adding a lot of, like, I manage my HD Insight clusters there.
I'll take a stab at this. I think from my perspective, it's, well, excuse me. I think it's, you know, when you look at something like SQLDB, what this it jumped out at me. It jumped out at me.
I don't jumped know up and bit in.
I don't know what to tell you. It's like Forrest Gump. Jumped up and bit in. Yeah. you know, I think when you look at something like SQLDB, the one of the cool things that that enables is you don't have to worry about a lot of the stuff that like a normal DBA would have to worry about, right? You don't have to worry about the management of the database. It's kind of, a lot of that stuff actually comes for you as part of it, sort of backup. You know, it's kind of just all checkbox stuff. And so because of that, suddenly you really the only thing you have to worry about is coding against it, right? Is developing against it. And so having all of that integrated into your development experience offers sort of a full DevOps opportunity to go both build and then deploy your data, right? Is that what you'd say?
I would definitely agree with...
First of all, don't disagree with me.
I don't disagree with you.
Okay.
You're wrong.
I would agree
with you on that aspect. But I would also say that I don't... And I'm saying this on behalf of the IT pro guys and the MVPs like Mike Martin who've come to us and they've asked us questions from the perspective of an IT pro.
Right.
From what I hear, I'm not an IT pro. I'm a dev.
Right.
But I think IT pros are rather terrified of Visual Studio. So that's
my point, right?
Yeah, it seems weird to me that we would put IT pro-centric tooling inside of Visual Studio and kind of like go, you're going to use VS. You know what I mean? I think that's a little weird.
And that's my point, right?
But at the same time, I think that there are a lot of devs out there who have a dev environment or they have SQL locally on their machine.
They want to do IT type stuff.
Well, not only do they want to do IT type stuff, but like they need to... I know that when I was a junior developer and I had to write stored procedures or yesterday, that it's really, really good for me to have something inside of ES that I can actually write my proc and test it out and say, oh, there's data. I'm good. Commit.
Okay, but why wouldn't you not, because if you're installing SQL Server, you've got SQL Server Management Studio, right? Why would you not open... You're just saying one tool. I'm just familiar with that tool.
My instincts are the goal is not necessarily to get... you know, system administrators to go use Visual Studio. Yes. I think the goal is to make sure that for folks who are using Visual Studio, they can do everything.
They can do everything.
So I don't think it's not like a play or a pitch to basically move people away from SQL Management Studio.
I'm not, you know, saying, hey, you're going using Visual Studio.
You guys stop with your finger guns. Like, it's just, but there's too many finger guns in this.
He's copying.
I'm really uncomfortable about this.
I'm getting to Brady's point.
Stop threatening me.
But I think it goes... As we start moving from a way not just relational, right? Because there's SQL DB, SQL Server.
Sure.
But things are now moving more toward the NoSQL side of things. Not only SQL.
Yeah,
so
data lake, tables.
Storage, HD Insight, MongoDB, all these
DB.
Other. Yep, everything that's right.
Loosen.
And if you take a look at
take this away,
you know, for example, as a developer when you were developing,
yes.
Right? If there was who was blamed the most if the application was slow?
The developer.
I disagree.
Wow.
You're the database guy.
A healthy debate.
By the time they come to you, the developer's already proven it wasn't slow because of him.
Then
they come to you.
Wow, this just got interesting.
Yeah. Well, so have I. Well, the database is slow, or my application's slow. Because,
it wasn't slow on my box.
Yeah, type of thing. It worked on my box.
Hmm.
Right? So typically, you know, who...
Interesting.
Who owns... Let me throw another question. Who owns the data?
The customer.
Everybody.
Well, inside the
the hackers.
Not really
the system administrator. Totally.
The DBA guy.
Yeah,
right?
Of course. Totally.
Right. So, wouldn't it be
production time? The entire production environment is owned by the system.
The DBA guy, right? So, this guy is going to be responsible for touching most of the data that's out there, not just the relational stuff.
Mm-hmm,
so,
mm-hmm.
It goes back to my why. Hopefully, we're not going to say, "Well, your tool of choice is Visual Studio."
I don't think that's been the pitch at all.
I don't think so. Either.
I'm not saying it's the pitch. I'm just wondering why
it's much more the other way. I think, which is basically, it enables you to use one tool for all of your development needs, which does
if you're doing most of your stuff in that tool anyway.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Like every time I repave my box, there's a few things that I install. SQL Server Management Studio is not one of those things. Nothing against the tools. They're awesome. I actually prefer them, quite frankly. But I never install it until I get to the point.
No.
I just never install it until I get to the point where I have to install it because there's something that I can't do inside the VS.
Oh, sure. Tools. Well, and you're familiar with.
And that day is usually like I'm not happy. I'm like,
Now you got to install. Now you got to install something new. Exactly.
Yeah.
So I mean, software developers freaking hate software. That's period.
Right.
You know what?
Yeah.
We don't like software.
And it totally makes sense, right? I get it, right? Your comfort zone is Visual Studio, right?
We're totally missing the biggest update of the hiatus.
What's that?
I can see that you shouldn't be making it since you're still running 8.1.
Wow. Yes, that's true.
That's another announcement.
That's
so.
True.
We have a new OS if you haven't heard.
I have heard.
So in the remaining 4.5 minutes, let's talk about most of my time on
Mac, though, to be truthful.
I
got half my team is the Linux team. Come on, yeah, man. Come on. I gotta represent. So we gotta keep that.
Well, we're bracing open. So okay, I get it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. We are. That's right.
So
do you have anybody doing 10 on a Mac yet?
I was running 10 on a Mac for a while, actually.
How does that work out?
It works pretty well.
Do you do like a dual boot?
Parallels. Okay. Yeah. No, it works pretty well. I had Ubuntu, I had 10, and I had obviously Mac OS on there, too.
I only like virtual machines when they're running on your stuff.
Yeah.
I don't like Parallels.
I do like Parallels. The biggest problem I had was Outlook had run amok on my Mac, and so it had taken up like 90% of my disk, and so suddenly
sure
I had
it wasn't Chrome.
No, it wasn't Chrome. No, it was Mac. Yeah, I mean it was Outlook. Excuse me. So I ended up finally figuring that out by doing sort of a disk analysis, and so finally I could clean that up. But yeah, 10 works pretty well on a Mac for sure. So yeah, big announcement. Do you want to talk about 10? I don't know.
Well, it's probably more your thing. You're like the OS hardware. IaaS guy.
Sure.
ES guy.
Sure. ES.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, but it was client. I mean, it was mostly client focused, right? So, yeah. So,
we have a new OS. It's awesome. You should try it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Great. I think I saw
announcement done.
I think I saw something like 43 million.
Yeah, downloads. Yeah, that's right. Updated. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
Wow.
And I think what's interesting about this release is that they said no more. Releases of Windows. This is just going to be like we do all our other software now, just pushing out updates.
Yep. Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's pretty awesome.
Just like we do Azure.
Yep. Exactly.
I still remember.
So going update with Tuesday now becomes more.
Going with my dad to the mall in Raleigh so that he could get in line to get a copy of Windows 95.
Windows 95.
It
was
so funny. And there's a line going into the mall. I was like, why are these people waiting in line? And now you just go online. I'm going to buy it.
Yeah, exactly.
Lines don't exist anymore.
What they have done is they've actually put an icon in one of the Update Tuesdays. They put an icon in Windows 8.1, and you just click that, and it'll update automatically.
It updates for you. Yeah, totally.
Yeah,
totally.
Is that why it's Tuesdays for Corey? So if you have an update, you can say it's Update Tuesdays?
Update Tuesdays.
Let's go like that.
Every Tuesday is an Update Tuesday for me, my man.
It's pretty hot.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
It's good.
So yeah, what other big announcements? We've done some interesting stuff on the open source side. We've got what 1 minute left.
So 1 minute left. I think what we do in this let's tee that up for the next show. The next show.
We'll maybe do a focus because Hunter will be here. Why don't we do an open source Linux focus on the next show?
I love that.
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah.
So
we got a bunch of stuff. We added support. Oh, yeah.
Maybe
for some
we
stuff.
Can even have Syed come and talk about VNext on Linux.
Oh,
that could be. Oh, we only have 4 microphones. So.
What about VS Code?
I'm kidding.
Yeah, which they can sit in Corey's line.
This guy can't go
the
away.
Data guy. The data guy isn't really welcome here for the open source conversation.
Yeah, <that's right.
laughs> Unless you're comfortable talking about MySQL.
Hey, no. SQL Server supports Polybase now.
Postgres?
That's
you a Postgres guy now?
That's right.
Yeah.
Fox Pro.
You better read up. You got 2 weeks to read up on Postgres.
Okay. Homework assignment, get challenge accepted.
All right.
Postgres?
I don't think so.
They like spell it.
It's like a little tilt.
That's
all right. I think. Are we done here? We're done here.
Are you just? Was this that bad a time for you,
My time's done. I got things to do.
What's this button do?
Like, drop some microphone and I'm out here.
Yeah.
All right. Well, gentlemen.
You guys finish it up for me. Thanks.
We finish as a team. Okay. Anyway, gentlemen, thank you for your time. We will come next week. As he starts shutting down. All right. You got bring your questions next in 2 weeks.
Yep.
And we'll do announcements and questions and
open source
and talk open source.
Booyah.
All right, everybody, thanks for listening.
See you, buddy.
Peace out.